September 2nd through the 8th. 1 Corinthians chapters 14 through 16. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Record your impressions while you read 1 Corinthians 14 through 16. Pray about what the Spirit has taught you, and ask Heavenly Father if there is more He would like you to learn. Because the church and its doctrines were relatively new in Corinth, it's understandable that Corinthian saints encountered confusion. Paul had previously taught them the fundamental truth of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day. See 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. But some members soon began teaching that there is no resurrection of the dead. See 1 Corinthians 15:12. Paul implored them to keep in memory the truths they had been taught. See 1 Corinthians 15:2. When we encounter conflicting opinions about gospel truths, it is good to remember that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. See 1 Corinthians 14:33. Listening to the Lord's appointed servants and holding to the simple truths they repeatedly teach can help us find peace and stand fast in the faith. See 1 Corinthians 16:13. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Corinthians 14. I can seek the gift of prophecy. Have you ever wondered what the gift of prophecy is? Is it the ability to predict the future? Can anyone receive this gift, or is it just for prophets? The president of the church is the only person who can prophesy for and receive revelation on behalf of the whole church. However, the Guide to the Scriptures defines prophecy as, quote, divinely inspired words or writings, which a person receives through revelation from the Holy Ghost. When a person prophesies, he speaks or writes that which God wants him to know, for his own good or the good of others, end quote. See Guide to the Scriptures, Prophecy, scriptures.lds.org. See also Doctrine and Covenant, section 100, verses 5 through 8. Revelation 19:10 also defines the spirit of prophecy as the testimony of Jesus. What do you learn about this spiritual gift from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3, verse 31, and verses 39 through 40? What might Paul have meant when he invited the Corinthians to covet to prophesy? See 1 Corinthians 14:39. How can you accept this invitation? See also Numbers chapter 11, verses 24 through 29, Jacob chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, Alma chapter 17, verse 3, Doctrine and Covenant, section 11, verses 23 through 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 through 35. Why did Paul say women should keep silent in church? Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 34 through 35 may seem confusing, since earlier in this same epistle he wrote that women prayed and prophesied. See 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. The Joseph Smith translation replaces the word speak in verses 34 and 35 with the word rule. This clarification suggests that Paul could have been referring to women who were trying to usurp authority in church meetings. See also 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 through 12. See also Women in the Church, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 through 34 and verses 53 through 58. Jesus Christ gained victory over death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is so fundamental to Christianity, one might say that without it there is no Christianity. To use Paul's words, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. See 1 Corinthians 15:14. Yet some of the Corinthian saints were teaching that there would be no resurrection of the dead. See 1 Corinthians 15:12. As you read Paul's response in 1 Corinthians 15, take a moment to ponder how your life would be different if you did not believe in the resurrection. How has it blessed you? What blessings will come to you because Jesus Christ was resurrected? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 6 through 19. Alma chapter 40, verses 19 through 23. Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verses 33 through 34. What does the phrase, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain," mean to you? Verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 35 through 54. Resurrected bodies are different from mortal bodies. Have you ever wondered what a resurrected body is like? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 35, some of the Corinthians wondered the same thing. Read Paul's answer in verses 36 through 54 and note words and phrases that describe the differences between mortal bodies and resurrected bodies. For instance, verses 40 through 42 teach that resurrected bodies will shine in glory in varying degrees, just as the sun, moon, and stars differ in brightness. See also Joseph Smith translation, 1 Corinthians 15:40, Doctrine and Covenant, section 76, verses 50 through 112. See also Alma chapter 11, verses 43 through 45, and Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. 1 Corinthians 15:29. We learn from verse 29 that ancient saints participated in baptisms for the dead, just as we do in the church today. How are we doing as a family in preparing the names of our ancestors for temple ordinances? See also Baptisms for the Dead, gospeltopics.lds.org. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 through 54. What objects or pictures could you show to help your family understand some of the terms Paul used to describe how mortal bodies are different from resurrected bodies? For instance, to demonstrate the difference between corruptible and incorruptible, see verses 52 through 54. You could show metal that has rusted, such as iron, and metal that doesn't rust, such as stainless steel. Or you could contrast something weak with something powerful. See verse 43. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57. A discussion about these verses can be especially meaningful if your family knows someone who has passed away. Family members could bear testimony of how Jesus Christ takes away the sting of death. Verse 56. Elder Paul V. Johnson's message, "And There Shall Be No More Death," in the Ensign or Liahona, May 2016, could be a good addition to your discussion. 1 Corinthians 16:13. To help your family members relate to this verse, you could draw a circle on the ground and instruct a family member to stand fast inside it while blindfolded as others try to remove him or her from the circle. What difference does it make when the family member in the circle is not blindfolded and can watch? What can we do to stand strong in our lives when we are tempted to make bad choices? Improving personal study. Look for patterns. In the scriptures, we find patterns that show how the Lord does his work. What patterns do you find in 1 Corinthians 14 that help us understand how to teach and edify one another? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 13 through 23.